Hey, it's Mastin. Welcome to the Mastin Kid Podcast. If you want to take your first step on your trauma-informed journey, come to claimyourpowerbook.com and get my book, Claim Your Power. There are a bunch of awesome free bonuses with that, including a 40-day coaching journey with me that will get you started on your trauma-informed path. Claimyourpowerbook.com. Enjoy. It's awesome. I put my heart and soul into it. And if you want to really start your journey to do your trauma work, claimyourpowerbook.com is the place to go to get my book, Claim Your Power, and to get a bunch of free bonuses, including free coaching with me for 40 days. Please enjoy today's episode. Welcome, everybody. I am so thrilled to be with you today. My name is Mastin Kip, and I'm a best-selling author, creator of functional life coaching, and the world's first and best trauma-informed coaching. And we're here to help you not just heal the past, but we want to start to talk about aligning with your purpose in life and helping you unlock your unlimited potential. And just an interesting anecdote before I get started. I did a little, it's not like exactly scientific, but I did a poll on Instagram today. And I asked a question to my followers. And the question was, do you feel like you've been doing a lot of nervous system work, a lot of nervous system regulation, a lot of emotional regulation, a lot of goal setting, et cetera, and the effort that you're putting in doesn't equal the results that you're getting? And a staggering 79% of people said, yes, that is the case. And so if that's you, by the way, who here, is anyone here feel that way? That like, I've been putting in all this effort and where are my results? I want my results. I have done my breath work. I have done my somatic work. I want to be happy. I want the finances. I want the relationship. I want the results of all this hard work. That is what we're going to be talking about. So if you feel like you've been doing a lot of personal work, the coaching, the therapy, the energy work, the breathing, the business trainings, the sales trainings, but you still feel like you're stuck, like you're not completing your goals, like you're feeling frustrated, or like you're feeling guilty, overwhelmed, or unclear, and maybe you've been creating a little bit of change. Maybe you haven't been able to create lasting change. Maybe you're having a hard time trusting yourself. This is what we see a lot. Maybe you're stuck in procrastination or perfectionism or distraction or overwhelm. I know that's a big one today. You're in the right place. Now, by the time people meet me, usually I'm not the first person that you've met in the personal development space. Maybe you've done some trauma work. Maybe you've done some coaching. Maybe you've done some energy work. Maybe you know a little bit about trauma. You're not too sure what that is. Maybe you don't even know if you have trauma. You think that's just for people who are not like you, who know you're just stressed. You don't have trauma. You're just stressed. I understand. Maybe you have been thinking that, you're just kind of stuck in this person that you don't want to be. And we know some people who, you know, pre-pandemic were a certain way and they haven't been able to get back to this person they were before. And there's some parts of us maybe we don't want back from before the pandemic, but also there's some things that we want to activate and kind of turn on. So wherever you are, like in your journey, I just want to let you know that you are absolutely in the right place. You do not have to stay stuck. And there's a good reason why you have been stuck. And the neuroscience lets us know that it's not your fault. I want to help you have more information and to get better results and have better implementation. I want to highlight why old models are keeping you stuck. And I want you to understand something. I'm not against practitioners. Okay. Every practitioner out there, therapists, coaches, doctors, et cetera, mean well, but not many therapists, coaches, or practitioners are researchers and have a research focus like we do. And so we're always trying to bring the newest, latest stuff to the forefront for you to be able to apply it in your life to get better results. So this is not because your coach or your therapist is bad. Okay. That's not why. It's because they're probably focused on coaching and therapying, and they're not doing the research like what we're doing. And we're always trying to lead on that research. And the other thing is that what we see is the reason why I got into coaching is I just wanted to help have something work. I just want something to work. I just want to be like, what's the thing I got to do to make it work? The relationship, the money, my body, like what actually works. And what we found is that the models that a lot of these practitioners are being taught by the larger institutions need an upgrade. That's really the bottom line, is that there needs to be an upgrade in the models that people are learning. And with us, I have over 20,000 hours working with people, and I meet people when they've done lots of work. They've done the retreats, they've done the seminars, they've done the therapies, the biohacking, the psychedelics, the meditation, the spiritual work, the self-healing, but they're still stuck. And here's the thing, I still love all that stuff. But there's a way to do it. There's a way to approach it where we can get results, or we can just keep our wheels spinning. And what we don't want is we don't want you to have your wheels spinning anymore. We want you to get results. And being stuck is not your fault. So if you feel like you're stuck and you're doing all the work, but you're not getting the results or they're not happening fast enough, the reason may or may not be why you think. What we've seen is that the latest neuroscience shows and suggests that you are stuck because you are a bad person. No, I'm just kidding. I'm totally kidding. You are stuck because, totally just want to see if you're paying attention, okay? You're stuck because, some of you are like, oh, damn, remastered set. No, I'm kidding. You're stuck because you have what's called an inflexible nervous system, okay? And what that means is your nervous system, and every nervous system to a degree is inflexible, has a range of responses it can tolerate. If you want more love, if you want more joy, if you want more finances, we have to help your nervous system have more available responses than are currently available, right? If you're getting triggered in a relationship, but you want healthy love, we need more flexible nervous system. If you want more financial abundance and you only have a few responses to what you're doing to grow or start a business or to get more money in your job, okay, we need to create more nervous system flexibility. If you want to have healthier outcomes in your body and you only have a few different responses, we need to create more nervous system flexibility. Who follows? Does this make sense? Okay. We need more available options for what you can do. There's an inflexibility in your responses, meaning a limited range of responses. And when we have a limited range of responses, we have limited options that become available for us. And we want to create more options, but we have to help the internal shift as well, because when the internal shifts and becomes more flexible, then more becomes available in the world. So we move forward when our nervous system feels safe to move forward. But here's the irony. Everybody's talking about safety today, and I think that this is huge. We've been talking about safety, I don't know, 15 years. I'm not too sure how long, but for a very long period of time. But here's the thing. Safety does not mean there is a lack of challenge. And safety does not mean there's a lack of courage. And safety does not mean that you won't be scared. Safety means you're safe enough to risk, because we're here to help you grow. Okay. This is not about coddling you. This is not about having you feel so safe that you have no challenges in your life, because that's not where growth comes from. Right? When we look at like, how does muscle grow in the body? We have to challenge our muscles and create micro trauma, but then we have to have enough safety to be able to recover. And it's in the recovery that we're able to get stronger. And guess what? You know what's cool about getting stronger, like in your body, and why you have to lift more weights over time? Because it becomes harder to hurt you. Isn't that cool? I think it's a cool, that's a cool thought. The stronger you are in your body, the harder it is to hurt you, right? Some people can get hurt with a 15-pound dumbbell, and some people can get hurt with a 100-pound dumbbell, right? Depends on how strong you are. Who follows? This makes sense? Okay. Some people try to do a deadlift where you bend over, right, with no weight, and their low back goes out, and they're 32. Some people try to bend over, do a Romanian deadlift with 500 pounds, and they're 52, and they can do it, and they're female. I just saw this, by the way, on Instagram. It was trending recently. I think she did like 300 pounds deadlift in her 60s. I was like, oh my God, that's incredible, right? So this is about strength and flexibility, but we need safety to produce that. Safety in this context is a lack of a threat, not a lack of a traumatizing threat, not the lack of something threatening or courageous, something that you have to do that's courageous. Does that make sense? Are y'all with me on this? Are you following? Okay. Because I think what's happened today in the world is that there's been an over-prioritization of safety. And what people think safety means is I shouldn't have to be uncomfortable. And uncomfortability and safety are not the same thing. There's a degree of uncomfortability that we got to get into. Who falls? Are you all with me on this? Is making sense? Okay. So the key is to learn how to create a more flexible nervous system in the presence of challenge. Now, if we go back to the weight training analogy for a second, there's some weights that you could go into the gym and pick up and they would challenge you. There's some weights that you could go into the gym with and pick up and they would hurt you. Who falls? This makes sense? Right? It'd be too heavy. Okay. So what we're not saying is go in your first day back at the gym, go pick up the heaviest weight you can and just pick it up and go. No, what we're saying is we need to create more flexibility, more strength over time through challenge, through flexibility, and through what you're going to be learning here. Because when we have flexibility, combined with strength, then we have performance. And here's my favorite analogy to kind of ground this for you, because emotions are invisible and muscles in the body you can see. Okay. So Tom Brady is probably one of the greatest athletes and certainly the greatest quarterback of all time. And he recently retired, I think around 44 or 45 years old. Now, 44 or 45 years old in the NFL is a senior citizen. Okay. Just so we're super clear. Okay. Most people retire from the NFL in their early to mid 30s. Okay. If not sooner, because they get taken out by injury. Does that make sense? Right. They're too traumatized to move forward. When you look at how did Tom Brady hang in the NFL for like two or three times longer than the average person, it's because he created a flexible and pliable body that could take a hit. Right. So when he took a hit, he wasn't fragile. He wasn't as brittle as other people. And one of the analogies he gives around hydration is, you know, if you're not hydrated, your body's kind of like beef jerky. Beef jerky is pretty easy to break. If you're hydrated, your body's kind of like ribeye, where it's like a little more moist. Now, apologies to the vegans. Okay. But the idea is that we need to have that flexibility to be able to perform, because guess what? If you can take a hit, and I don't mean like a physical abuse hit, okay, just so we're super clear. I mean like somebody doesn't respond to your sales message online. I mean like, you know what? You didn't quite hit the revenue that you wanted to get. Oh, you know what? Your partner said something that triggered you. If you're able to understand and have something not impact you the same way, but understand its impact on you, okay, you can navigate things, because guess what? As you grow, life only becomes more complex. You want to go from zero to $10,000 a month in revenue, that's more complex. You want to go from $10,000 a month to $100,000 a month in revenue, it's more complex. You're single and you start dating, is it more complex? Yes or no? You better believe it. You start dating, let's say you move in together, more complex, yes or no? You decide to have a child together, more complex, yes or no? Oh yeah. You buy a house together, more complex, yes or no? You remodel the house together, yes or no? Okay, right? Life only becomes more complex. And if you maintain the same level of flexibility and strength that you have now, you will not be able to handle the complexity and challenge. Who follows? Does this make sense? Are y'all with me on this? Hey, it's Mastin. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast today. And before we wrap up, if you found value in this, one of the best ways to get this trauma-informed information to the world, if that's something that you want to do and to be a part of, spreading the word, I would be so very grateful if you could leave a review on Apple or Spotify podcasts so that you can review this, and hopefully it's a good review, but please leave an honest review. And especially if you want to leave a 5-star review, I would be super stoked on that. But of course, just make it honest. But my goal is to share more trauma-informed information with the world, and I need your help to spread this information, and reviews matter. So if you feel called to do that, would very much appreciate it. If you got value from this episode and from this podcast, we very much appreciate it. And thank you so much for hearing me out. And if you feel called, please leave a review on Apple or Spotify, and we'll see you in the next episode.